What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. That's what we bring. It's Monday. We're bringing uplifting and positive news. We have 8 positive news stories that we're going to share with you today. But before we do that, we have these t-shirts. They're black or gray. They have our logo on the front. We got new ones. They say they got this new logo on the back. You know how it goes. They're $20. All proceeds go to 3 nonprofit foundations. The Positive Tomorrow's OKC. The Positive Truth is us. My bad. Messing up our t-shirt intro. Rain for Sexual Assault and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. If you do not have $20, but you want a t-shirt, get this: 10 followers, 10 subscribers, 10 likes, all that other wonderful stuff on our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter feeds. Then email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. And with your size, shipping address, and a picture of all your friends that liked our pages, and we will send you a t-shirt. Yeah, boy.
Nice.
Anything to add, Tim, or are we ready to get to these positive news stories?
Man, I think we're good to go.
Do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
You go ahead and start us off, JP.
You remember the honeybees and how, you know, they've been slowly dying?
Yes, sir.
Well, positive news, Tim. So far, there's been a 3% raise in honeybees in the United States. We basically added 2.89 million honeybees since April 1st, 2017, and they've been growing a little bit this whole year. So for the first time in basically years, the honeybee population is growing again, which is wonderful because, you know, they're a critical component to our agriculture production, and I like food, so yay. Yay for the honeybees.
He said, I like food. No, for sure, man, that's awesome. I'm getting a lot more positive news stories this year about honeybees, so that's awesome. Everybody needs to keep up the good work.
I mean, there was a 90% decline during the past 2 decades, so the fact that they're growing again, wonderful. Keep it up.
For sure. All right, man, my story is about a postman. He's actually donated over 100 gallons of blood throughout his life.
Say what?
Exactly, right? So every 2 weeks for the past 34 years, Marco Perez spends 2 hours donating blood at the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. He's 57 years old now. He just passed the 100-gallon mark, and he saved over 1,000 lives in the process. The cool thing about this story that I liked is why he did it. And the reason why he did it, he was actually born premature and he needed a blood transfusion. So now he decided he's going to return the favor. When he was growing up, his dad told him that one of his dad's friends actually donated blood for him. And Perez, the postman, asked his dad what the name was, and his name was Mr. Aguilar, that he's never forgot. So he's like, every time I donate blood, I basically think about Mr. Aguilar and how he saved my life. He doesn't plan on stopping at all. You know, he's going to continue doing this for the rest of his life. He says it doesn't cost him a dime, only some of his time.
100 gallons is a lot of blood, man. That's like...
Yeah, it is.
It's like a jacuzzi, completely full.
I'm not trying to think about that. I'm just saying.
Everyone knows how big a jacuzzi is. So that's a lot of blood. You're filling up a jacuzzi. You know, he was from San Antonio, right?
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere South Texas.
That's all the same to Tim. All the same.
Texas. It's a big state.
Well, I read that positive news story. He is from San Antonio. I was trying to have Tim set me up for a segue.
Ah, my bad. You know, I'm bad at the segues, man. You're the real MVP there.
It's all good. So I have another positive news story from San Antonio. I really just think it's cool. So basically, a man had a disabled daughter. Daughter was Morgan. She was disabled. Let's just leave it there. And mm-hmm. she couldn't go to theme parks. And so, you know what her father did?
What's that?
Built her a theme park for disabled people. It cost $51 million. It's called Morgan's Wonderland. It's the only park that I know of, at least in this article, it says that there is in the world. So basically, it's just like a regular amusement park, except it's just like, it's wheelchair accessible everywhere. It's great for like autistic kids, everything. There's like photos of like, you know, the merry-go-round where it's like wheelchair accessible. They got like the little water rafts, you know, where you like get on the log and you like go around and dump water and stuff. They have that wheelchair accessible. They got these cool swings. These swings look awesome. They're wheelchair accessible. There's a water park. They have like this thing where you sit in it and it spins. It doesn't look safe, but apparently it is.
It sounds like a good time.
It is. It's the old, basically it's in San Antonio, Texas. It's called Morgan's Wonderland. Yeah. I mean, if you have the money to help your daughter, you have $51 million. You might as well help everyone's kid in the process.
For sure. Yeah, if you have $51 million, I hope you're helping everyone.
If you listen to this podcast and you have the ability to travel to San Antonio, Texas, and you know someone that's autistic or disabled in any way, check out Morgan's Wonderland.
That's legit, man. For sure. Well, man, my story's definitely not coming from Texas, I don't believe, anyways. But, you know, I'm bad at figuring out where things are at. But I'm pretty sure it's from New York, so I'm going to go with it. Actually, no, this one, I'm not even going to do that one. I'll save that one for next. I'll do this one real quick because it's a video that I'll post to the Positive Truth Facebook page. That's what I'm actually doing right now as we speak. So these scuba divers, they found these sharks stuck in this net, right? So they decided they were going to help them out. And there's a short video, again, that I'm going to share where you can see all of this that I'm talking about. These scuba divers, there was about four or five sharks that were stuck in this net. And the reason they got stuck in the net is because, you know, sharks were going after these small fish that they were eating. And, you know, the fish are getting picked up by fishermen. And one thing led to another where all four, it's four or five sharks. I'm pretty sure it was four, but I'm going to say five because I'm bad at seeing things as well. These fishermen, a couple of them got out pretty easy. The scuba divers actually had to push two of them out because they were sucking the net so bad. They were so tangled up. And a cool thing about this video, like, the sharks were thankful that, you know, obviously they didn't attack the scuba divers or anything like that, but the sharks actually, like, they were so chill about it. They get out of the net, and usually whenever sharks or fish or anything get caught in a net, once they get free, they take off because, you know, they're terrified. These sharks actually hung around and actually swam with the scuba divers for a little bit, where you could see the scuba divers are swimming around the sharks and stuff. And I thought it was pretty crazy because me personally, like, that's one of my biggest fears when I go to the beach. Like, I get terrified a shark's going to come up and just take me out. So the fact that I saw this video, it's a positive news story about sharks, and I had to share it.
Tim, this is so ridiculous sounding. That's all I gotta say right now.
Yo, it is, man. It is.
The sharks were thankful, so they swam right alongside us.
That's what it said in the caption, so I had to say it.
What kind of shark is this?
Hey, I really wish I knew, man, because I was looking online to find out if I could find another story about this story to tell me what kind of shark it was, and I had no idea what it was, man. So
is it like large?
Yeah, it's a pretty big shark. It doesn't look like a. It's going to eat like a big fish or anything like that. It looks like they just kind of go for small fish the way that they're chasing these small ones.
So like 5 foot. Also.
Nah, man. Also, I'm going to go like 8 to 10 for sure.
An 8 to 10 foot shark and they rescued 5 of them?
I mean, yeah.
Hey, Tim, let's go to the, we're going to go to the Sahara Safari. We're going to see 5 trapped lions. You know what we're going to do?
Run.
Exactly. Correct answer. We're not gonna go like free them and then like pet them. That's all I heard.
This is why we're on the Positive Truth podcast. Nothing can hurt us from in here, man. A lion and a shark and stuff, those, I'm terrified. I might have to trip you or something because I don't gotta outrun them. I just gotta outrun you.
Tim, you know damn well you could outrun me without tripping me.
I kid you not, JP. My kids, whenever we're running in the streets and stuff, my athletes, like, we we get chased by dogs randomly, you know, Southside problems. And I take off on them every single time. I don't wait for them at all whatsoever. And they always get so mad at me, like, Coach, how could you leave us like that? And I'm like, guys, I don't have to outrun the dog. I just have to outrun one of you guys. You guys got insurance. You're good. They get so mad at me, man. It's hilarious. But I taught them well. Taught them to jump on a truck or something if they see a dog big enough that's actually going to bite them. We get chased by chihuahuas quite a bit, man. So it's a struggle over here. My bad. I was just thinking about running from animals, man.
Wow.
I was thinking about running from animals.
Have you ever heard the, you know, like a captain, if it's sink shipping, the captain gets off last?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need to make any parallels, do I?
Hey, I got a captain on my team. It ain't me. It ain't me.
The coach is supposed to go down before the students. Nah, screw that. I'm outrunning all you fools.
Man,
you're 10 years younger than me. I shouldn't be able to outrun you anyway.
9 times out of 10, man, I'll take that L for them. But when it comes to dogs, man, I can't do it. I got bitten by too many dogs as a kid. Like, nothing too major, but enough to scare me. True fear from Tim.
This went from the uplifting and positive news to Tim's therapy session.
Hey, we could all use it.
I am not qualified to help, unfortunately.
Nah, man, you're helping. It's too late. You're already committed.
I always tell people at work, you know, this is a really bad joke, so I'm going to warn everyone. So my last name is Phillips. And so if someone's feeling down, I'm like, you need to talk to Dr. Phillips about it. Make a Dr. Phil reference. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Corny is bad. Still do it, though. Still do it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, let's get back to uplifting and positive news.
Let's get there.
So you remember the story we did like 7 months ago, Tim? So probably not. About the autistic hour for shopping malls. They were doing it in a mall. I think it was the Mall of America. Where it was like quiet hour, because, you know, if you're autistic, large, like loud music, flashing lights, and huge crowds basically can make you feel extreme anxiety. Which, to be fair, large crowds, loud music should make you a little bit anxious. Well, in UK, they're doing their first nationwide quiet hour for autistic shoppers to be held this October. It's going to be held the 14th, and basically it's just going to be it's going to be held on the 2nd of October for 60 minutes. It's going to be dim lighting, turn down music in restaurants and shops all across the United Kingdom. And I think it's cool because sensory overload is definitely a big thing. I mean, I don't like it and I'm not autistic, so just to help out for like 1 hour a year, that seems very, very easy. Should be like an hour a week. Goodness. One day we'll work up there.
One day. This is a good start, though, for sure. I like that story. And this is happening where?
The United Kingdom. All of it.
All of the United Kingdom, man. That's... Wow. I thought it was like one little specific country or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, that is one little specific country.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking of something like really small, like Austria. Well, Austria is not that small, is it? Not Australia.
What is the smallest country?
Nice little fun fact we're going to have to look up.
I'll Google that. You talk about positive news stories.
For sure. All right, well, mine is about a milkshake, actually, which is pretty cool. So a restaurant in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, made a wish to a woman who's sick. She's real ill. She may not make it, so she decided, you know, hey, I really, you know, want a milkshake. And for the last 50 years, Tommy's restaurant has served thousands of milkshakes. You know, that's what they do. They sell milkshakes. But nothing was as meaningful as the one mocha shake that he served last month. So this request, he's never gotten a request like this. The request came from Cleveland Heights. His milkshake store is actually in Washington, D.C. So when he found out that this woman wanted this milkshake, you know, because she was really sick, he said, yeah, of course, you know, I'll do everything I possibly can. He wasn't even sure if he can get it done. But $123 later, and with some dry ice and packaging it for overnight, traveling for over 370 miles, this milkshake did, this woman received her milkshake. Now, she was beyond happy. There's a video you guys can check out because there was a nice little news story that somebody did and they posted it online that I'm definitely going to share with you guys. But it's freaking amazing. Like, the fact that something so small can brighten up somebody's day. And that's exactly why I wanted to share the story, because it was something so meaningful to her that it's a milkshake, something that we could all get at, you know, a McDonald's or tropical smoothie, wherever you want to go get your milkshakes from. She got one from a place that she's always liked. And she went from, instead of thinking about all the negativity that she's going through right now, of maybe not even being here tomorrow, to enjoying, you know, a mocha milkshake that she received at from her favorite milkshake spot. Those small things right there could change.
What kind of milkshake was it?
It was a mocha shake.
What flavor is that?
Like a coffee flavor.
Oh, oof. Yeah,
and I already know. JP's not a coffee drinker. Me, on the other hand, I actually haven't drunk coffee in 2 days. I'm pretty happy with myself. I drink coffee like, I went from like just the weekends to now it's like 3-4 days a week, and it's a struggle. Now that school's back on too, it's a struggle. But yeah, anyways, that's why I wanted to share the story, man. It was a pretty awesome story. There's a little video that I'm sharing to the Facebook page right now, so I don't forget once again. And if you guys like the story, you know, like it, share it, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So I found an answer to the world's smallest country. And it's kind of a cheap answer, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah. So you know what the Vatican is, right?
Yeah, heard of it.
Not very religious, is Tim.
Yeah.
So basically, the Vatican is, it's a city-state for the Roman Catholic Church. It's basically in Italy, but it's also a country in Italy. It's like a...
What?
Yeah. Because it's its own separate country. It's basically like 109 acres. That's the whole country.
All right, what's the second smallest country? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. But anyways, back to the positive news story.
Fun facts, over with.
Oh, I have another fun fact, Tim. Hold up, do your last positive news story while I find my last fun fact.
All right, cool. So, to honor a fallen police officer, 35 cops and state troopers got together to finish construction of a very special project. I thought this was a pretty awesome story. There's a cool picture I'm going to share to the Facebook page as well, so you guys can check this out. So, retired and active officers from New York State Police, Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and the Watertown Police joined together to finish building a treehouse that Officer Joel Davis has been building for his youngest daughters. Now, Officer Davis, 36 years old, he was shot whenever he was responded to a domestic violence call, and he never got to finish the project. In less than a day, the officers put finishing touches on his daughter's fort, completing features like a ladder, windows, strings of lights, and a balcony. Thanks to his fellow boys in blue, Davis's daughters will always have a memory of his undying friendship and love to warm her life in the coming years. This treehouse is awesome. Shout out to these police officers that went in for their brother and did this for them. I thought that was a real inspirational story that everybody can check out on our Positive Truth Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Tim, man, those last two stories were kind of depressing. We're supposed to be the positive truth. Like, yay, I'm dying from cancer, but I got a milkshake. My father died, but I got a treehouse.
It's the small things, you know? Like, they're turning these negative situations and they're trying to make the best of it. They're trying to make it as positive as they possibly can. Sometimes, you know, we gotta hear some of these stories so we can overcome some of the things we're going through, you know?
Absolutely. Good rebuttal, Tim. Shut up, JP. Shut up.
All right. So what's your fun fact, man?
All right. So basically, hey, you know who the Beastie Boys are?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So they, 2014, they sued this toy company called Goldie Blocks because they made a parody of their song for a viral video to advertise for one of their toys, and they didn't pay them. So it's like they sued them, Beastie Boys. They got $1 million, and the Beastie Boys were like, hold up. We don't want the money. We just wanted you to, like, give us some credit, please. But since you didn't give us credit, take that $1 million and donate that to charity to support since you, it was basically, it was Goldie Box was doing a song called Girls to promote their toys for girls. So they paid, so the Beastie Boys told them to pay $1 million for charity for supporting science, technology, engineering, education for girls instead of paying them the money.
Yo, that's so awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that story on so many different levels, just because it's like, it wasn't about them. It was just about respect. Like, look, you guys use our songs. All we're asking for is credit. But if you don't want to give us credit, the company was like, here goes $1 million, be quiet. They're like, no. We just want respect. Donate that $1 million to something positive and give us what we deserve. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, to be fair, they have every right to want the money. If someone's using your property to make money,
For sure.
You deserve the money. I just think it's really cool that you just, you don't need the money, so you donate it to charity. That's pretty awesome.
For sure.
So that was a positive news story and a fun fact. Yeah.
Nice.
But my last positive news story is about a young lady. Her name is Simone Askew, which Askew, having a last name named Askew, and going to, I can imagine going to school with someone like me, there would be plenty of jokes. Anyway, she has been promoted to the first captain of the U.S. Military Academy Corps of Cadets for the 2017-2018 academic year. It's the highest position in the cadet chain of command. She will assume her duties on August 14th. This is really cool because she's the first African-American woman in the U.S. Army history to ever receive this accolade. It's about damn time, and that's why we're talking about it.
The hypeness to JP's voice then just now was so real. Like, so real. I'm over here standing up and stuff like, yeah, JP, let him know.
No, this is Simone. Simone, you let him know.
You're letting our people know. So shout out to Simone. Shout out to JP for finding this story, man. That is awesome. And it is about time, man.
Absolutely. If you're one of those people, it's like, it doesn't matter her skin color. It doesn't matter if she's a woman. It doesn't matter. As long as she does her job correctly, well... there's a history in America of racism and sexism that you don't have to look very far to find. It's in every institution, and we're still trying to pull our way out of it. We got a long ways to go, but Mrs. Askew is leading the way with her wonderful example, and I'm sure she's going to do a great job. Best of luck from the Positive Truth. Tim, we're out of news stories. Do you have a positive quote?
Yes, sir, I do. But before I give you guys our positive quote, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Positive Truth. We got some pretty cool pictures up there for a change instead of, you know, just one. Go to our Facebook page at The Positive Truth Podcast. Go to Twitter at TPT_podcast. And you can find us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Did I forget anything?
No, you're good. Speaking of which, never mind. I'll tell you later. I was going to ask, I just realized I knew the answer to the question. Basically, we have a video out of our Run Forward, Give Back backpack drive. It's on our YouTube. I'm going to post part of it to the Instagram. I was going to ask Tim how to do that, and then I realized I have to download the video on my phone. So, yeah, check that out. It's on our YouTube page. It's really cool. It's only 4 minutes long.
Yeah, for sure. It doesn't even feel like 4 minutes. You feel like you're only watching it for about a minute and a half because it's just so much going on, so much positivity. It was really awesome. You know, our editor JoJo did an amazing job on that one for sure. But yeah, man, our positive quote today is respect other people's feelings. It might not mean anything to you, but it can mean everything to them. Roy T. Bennett.
Also, just respect people in general.
Tú sabes.
On that note, we're out.
Stay positive.